Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. And during the month of October, we are giving away one heck of a prize, a $300 Amazon gift card. If you want a chance at winning it, all you got to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Then shoot me a screenshot of it by emailing contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Again, very simple. Leave Real Ghost Stories Online a review on Apple Podcasts. Then send me the screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. On Halloween, we'll pick our winner and notify him via email. A $300 Amazon gift card. You can buy all sorts of spooky Halloween stuff on close-up by the time Halloween comes around, or use it for Christmas. Leave that review now and then send me the screenshot, contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra ghost story a day to keep the spirits at bay.
Hey, Brewskis, my name is Mariah. I'm super excited to be calling you. I'm a longtime listener. I have a bunch of stories, but obviously, like most people, I'll just start off with one. Give you some background on me. I grew up a very overwhelmingly empathic person to the point where it was kind of tiring. As I've gotten older, I've developed more of a wall against it, I guess, where I kind of try to close it out from me so I don't get too dragged into it. I don't feed into it as much as I used to. Admittedly, there are times where I worry that I'm too closed off because I still like to have that part of me. It's a nice little thing that I know that I can, like, pick up vibes or I can pick up emotions or, you know, presences from things you can't see. You know what I mean. But I think I've got my answer, my reassurance that I am not closed off completely, because I have a silly story to tell you guys today. I call it the butt-touching ghost that resides at my boyfriend's apartment. So my boyfriend lives in an apartment off campus, and he shares it with three of his best friends. He shares a room with one of them, and yeah, so where it started was we were laying in bed one night and, you know, the door was shut, all the lights were off, we were facing each other just talking about whatever. I had both my hands on the pillow, and as we're talking, he, like, flips up and grabs his butt. And, you know, understandably, I questioned that, and I was kind of like, "Hun, what are you doing? What's wrong?" And he turned to me, and he had this fear in his eyes, which I've never noticed him having before, and he's like, did you just touch my butt? I started to laugh a little bit, but I knew he was afraid, so I didn't want to freak him out even more or make him feel stupid. So I was like, why? And he was like, something just rubbed my butt, like, it just rubbed my butt. And knowing that it wasn't me, but I wanted to reassure him, I was like, you know what, maybe it was me, maybe I accidentally brushed past you, I'm sorry, you know, maybe it was the blanket, it just shifted weird. And he kind of just stared at his butt and then stared at the closet, which freaked me out because of all the closet stories we hear. And he kind of just slowly slunk back down and then, like, looked back towards me and then was like, maybe we should go to bed. And I was like, yeah, we can go to bed. And I'm laying there and it's like, meanwhile, both my hands are still on the pillow. So I don't know. I offered to switch sides with him because I usually sleep in by the wall where he sleeps more outwards. But he said, don't even worry about it. Although I know he was really freaked out. The second time happened to me. He got up, he went to the kitchen to go make breakfast. No one else was home. I don't know if I said this in the last story, but no one else was home there too. But yeah, no one else was home here. He was making breakfast. I was still lying in bed. I was in this big blanket fort, being lazy. And I'm laying there. I'm just kind of chilling, falling in and out of sleep. And I start to feel this slight but forceful pressure on my butt and also my leg. Like, it's kind of sliding from my butt to my leg. And because I have a cat, my first instinct was like, oh, it's just Lily. And then I remembered I was at my boyfriend's house and he has no pets, so it's probably not my cat. And I was like, oh, maybe it's my boyfriend. And then I'm like, again, he's in the kitchen. That's not him. And you're still feeling this thing. So I jump up and I grab the blanket and I just turn to it and go, no. And I didn't feel it after that. So I was like, okay, cool. Don't touch my butt. Last time actually happened today, which I just flat out laughed at. My boyfriend and I were laying on the couch alone. Again, no one was home. We were watching TV. His head was in my lap. I had one arm on his ribs, the other on his head. And he just grabbed his butt again and was like, "Were you rubbing my butt?" And I'm like, I didn't even respond to that. I was just like, "Hun, not for nothing. This has happened two other times. I know you don't believe in ghosts, but do you want to say that maybe there could potentially be something here?" And he kind of just grumbled and rubbed his butt angrily and then just started sitting the rest of the time being. I found it really funny. I haven't gotten any weird vibes from his house. Sometimes I have gotten the feeling that, like, we're not alone, which he even mentioned. He claimed he's very anti-ghost, but I think it's more of just he's afraid of what he can't explain, so he'd rather say that there's nothing there than to allude that there might be something and then not be able to know what it is for sure. Opposite of that, I'm very much into ghosts. There's no way you can make me not believe in them, you know, from my own experiences and from your stories. I can't, you know. There's another time. It wasn't a butt touching one, but I thought it was odd. He lives like an hour away, so I usually visit him, like, since I work a lot and I don't drive very often, I usually visit him like every weekend or every other weekend. So this is over a span of maybe 8 visits. All of this has happened so far. One time we were cuddling on the couch again, we had a blanket over us, we were watching scary movies, and I just see him kind of lift up a little and peek over me and just kind of stare at my legs, and I didn't really question him at first, and then he grabbed the blanket, flipped it over, then flipped it over again, and I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, it's weird, it's the oddest thing, I just saw a really bright light on your leg. So the first thing I thought of was an orb, but again, he's not really into that stuff, so I was just like, oh, well, what did it look like? He's like, I don't know, it was just a big bright white light. And I heard he was in his voice that he sounded a little frazzled, so I tried to reassure him again, and I was like, well, maybe it was a reflection off of something, even though there's absolutely no way it could have been, unless it came from, like, a roommate's room, which even then would have been a stretch, because his apartment's away from the road, it was nighttime, and it was a felt blanket, so I don't really know how anything could have reflected off of that, because he said it was, like, bright, like, if it was reflecting off of it. So, I don't know. At first, I thought it was a pervy ghost, but tonight I was telling my mom about it, because she's into this kind of stuff as well. Not pervy ghosts, but just ghosts in general. And she gave me a perspective I hadn't thought of prior, and she said maybe it's a pet ghost, because it only seems to happen when we're laying down, usually on our sides, and, you know, it's kind of like in the dip of our leg where our pet usually would lay. Or, you know, when we were laying on the couch, it was laying on my legs, which, you know, a cat could lay there. And I've never had any bad feelings about it, and, like, we're both very much animal lovers. So maybe there is an animal ghost in there. Maybe it picks up on that. I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong, it could be anything. And I'm not going to try to disprove anything. And just kind of want your opinion. Plus, it's a silly story and it's still happening. So, I mean, there could be more. Maybe it's not a pet ghost. Maybe it is a creepy ghost. When I was in the bathroom earlier at his house, before this happened, I forgot what I was doing. I think I was just fixing my makeup or something. His bathroom is connected to his room. His room is to the right of me with the door shut. And I was hearing this weird voice. It sounded like a male's voice, or it was a male's voice, but it was like a casual whisper. And it sounded like it was coming into my head from the left side. And I walk into the bathroom and everything, and, like, I hear my boyfriend just saying something in the distance. I can't hear him, and I'm just answering, you know, "Yeah, babe, sure." But then I hear this voice on the left of me, and it's like a casual whisper. And it started off with something similar to, like, "Ready?" And I, grown up, just approaching ghosts as if they were people. And all I said was, because I thought of if this is a ghost talking to me, not just my head making up weird voices, I assumed it might be a butt-touching ghost, so all I said was no, and frankly, I would want you to leave my boyfriend and I alone, because we're not in the mood. And then there was a few minutes that went by, and I didn't hear it anymore, and I was like, okay, well, hopefully it heard me, if it was anything at all. And my boyfriend said something, and as he was saying something, I hear his voice again. And it was like, now? And I replied again in my head. I didn't say it out loud. I replied in my head. I said, no, not now. Leave us alone. You heard me the first time. And then a few minutes went by again. And then all I heard was, fine. And I was like, thank you. And that was the end of that. I don't know what that was. I mean, I don't know if it was a ghost. Maybe it was just my head randomly making up voices. I've never had that before. I don't know. Maybe it's the same spirit. Maybe it's a totally different spirit. He lives in apartment buildings. There's a lot of energy there. He lives in a small city. So again, a lot of energy. People are always up at all times of the night, you know, constantly things going on. It could be anything.
Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra story a day to keep the spirits at bay. For commercial-free ghost stories, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and exclusive bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.